We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
Guess what? 0 minutes. That's how long it took Philadelphia's Democrat Mayor Jim Kenney to blame the standoff in Philadelphia on a gun. 0 minutes. The left in this country is as predictable as they are thick. There is no crisis they won't try to take advantage of to strip law-abiding citizens of their right to keep and bear arms. I just want you to think about this. Police, by the way, have now arrested the suspect who wounded six police officers who were conducting a drug raid with a search warrant at a home in Philadelphia. Now, they were looking for criminal activity related to drugs. The suspect in this case is a guy named Maurice Hill. You've never heard of Maurice Hill. But apparently, at age 36, Maurice Hill is Philadelphia's version of Johnny Dangerously. Okay? This guy's got a criminal rap sheet that goes back to, I'm sure, when he was a juvenile. He's got the local version of Scott Rosenblum on speed dial. I'm not kidding you. His attorney was phoning in to reporters that he was on his way to the scene while the standoff was still going on. Hill has been in jail multiple times. He's a convicted felon several times over. Now, most recently, he was in jail for, guess what? Felony possession of a firearm. And police were serving a search warrant on a house where Hill happened to be, where there was, guess what? Illegal drug activity. Ha. But seriously, the illegal firearm he obtained this time must be the problem. Here's what Mayor Jim Kenney said before the suspect was ever even taken into custody.
This government, both on the federal and state level, don't want to do anything about getting these guns off the streets and getting them out of the hands of criminals.
Here's the insanity of what we're looking at here. I just want to be clear about this. There is a growing movement in this country for the banning of weapons. Kirsten Gillibrand's the latest one to talk about it. If you don't give it up willingly, you're a criminal. All right? There's a poll out this morning on Fox that suggests two-thirds of Americans support the idea of banning semi-automatic rifles. Of course, they refer to them as the made-up name of assault rifles because it sounds more scary. This logic should frighten the hell out of you, and here's why. Let's go down the list. Police were serving a warrant on Maurice Hill for drugs. Illegal drugs. Now, logic might force one to draw the conclusion that a sane, law-abiding person would not have illegal drugs. Only a criminal would possibly have an item that lawmakers deemed so dangerous they had to make it illegal. And yet Mr. Hill has several drug convictions, and a warrant was being served on a residence where he was for yet more illegal drug activity. Now, before the top of your head blows off like mine, let's consider the fact that Mr. Hill didn't seem to care that the drugs in his possession were illegal. He wasn't the least bit concerned that he was breaking the law by possessing those drugs. If you follow the logic of the left, if we would just have passed more laws making drug possession more illegal, we could finally get through to Mr. Hill that he shouldn't possess these dangerous substances. Do you feel your brain starting to swell inside of your skull? I do. Maurice Hill is a hardened criminal. Democrats want to turn every law-abiding gun owner in this country, into a criminal. That's what's going on here. We've got to stop this nonsense in its tracks. You do that by pushing back on this narrative is how you do it. You also do it by admitting that liberalism is a mental disorder. And once we accomplish that, we can move on to the real cause of these crimes. And you know what it is? The criminal.
Get more at 971talk.com.